All right, members, bring this Ag Committee to order. Would the secretary take a roll call?
Thank you, Chair Malone. Vice Chair Fern. Representative Dooling. Chair Kazmaier, do you early? Representative Anderson.
Here.
Representative Weatherwax. Representative Sullivan.
Excused.
Representative Romano.
Excused.
Representative Green.
Here.
Representative Walsh.
Here.
Representative Brockman.
Here.
Representative Frank Smith.
Here.
Representative Carter.
Excused.
Representative Barker.
Here.
Representative Casey Knutson.
Here.
Representative Mitchell.
Must be excused.
Representative Bergstrom.
Here.
Representative Kmetz.
Be excused.
Representative Worth.
Excused.
All right, we have our quorum.
We have a quorum, okay. Julie Dooling showed up. So. All right, we have one bill today that I see, because I think Senator Heinbach got canceled, to my knowledge. So, Representative Bergstrom, would you like to open on your bill?
Yes. Yeah, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, my name is James Bergstrom. That's B-E-R-G-S-T-R-O-M. I'm in House District 30, which takes in a large chunk of central Montana. I'm bringing House Resolution Number 6, and this resolution simply states that the House of Representatives supports and asks and urges the United States Congress to implement country of origin labeling for beef and pork products. You've got the resolution in front of you. There's some whereases on there. But I think we all know what country of origin labeling is. And for whatever reason, back in 2015, the Canada and Mexico, they complained to the World Trade Organization and got this country of origin labeling thing, said it violated the United States trade obligations. And for whatever reason, there were several items that continued to be labeled as product of the U.S., like lamb and all your vegetables and fruits and fish and seafood. But anyway, beef and pork were not allowed to stay, that they were raised and produced in the United States. And right now, out in Washington, D.C., they're working on a farm bill, and there is talk about country of origin labeling, and this is mandatory country of origin labeling. And this resolution here just states that we as in the House of Representatives of the state of Montana, that we do encourage them to come up with a mandatory federal country of origin labeling law for beef and pork products. And this resolution will be sent to the Montana Congressional Delegation, the United States Department of Agriculture, and the Office of the United States Trade Representative. That is what I've got here. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Bergstrom. Do we have any proponents for House Joint Resolution Number 6?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Rachel Prevost, P-R-E-V-O-S-T. I represent Montana Farmers Union. Montana Farmers Union would like to thank the sponsor for his work on this issue, and we stand in support of House Resolution 6. Montana Farmers Union has been a longtime advocate for making sure that labels accurately reflect the contents of the product being sold, including the country of origin, as a main priority for many years for Montana Farmers Union. You even heard a bill earlier this session that addressed this issue, House Bill 350, which would have made Montana a leader in country of origin labeling for American consumers and producers. Right now, there is great momentum at the federal level with the American Beef Labeling Act, and Montana Farmers Union will continue to advocate for mandatory COLA at the federal level. Right now, Montana beef and pork producers are forced to compete against foreign imports that are misleadingly labeled as product of USA. And we've even recently seen cases of mad cow disease be reported late out of Brazil. The playing field is not level for family farmers, and consumers have no way of knowing where the origin of their beef is to make the choice that is best for their family. Big meat packers have deep corporate pockets, which they are able to use to influence federal legislation and our food dollars. Consumers deserve a transparent and secure food supply chain, and our producers deserve the credit for raising this high-quality product that is some of the best in the nation. Country of origin labeling is strongly supported by constituents and consumers, and we hope that you'll be able to use your voice on House Resolution 6 to let our members of Congress know that this is important to Montana, and we respectfully ask for a due pass on House Resolution 6. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Are there any further proponents in the room?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Caroline Canarios, C-A-N-A-R-I-O-S. On behalf of Northern Plains Resource Council, our members rise in strong support of House Resolution 6, and really we want to thank the good sponsor for this well-crafted resolution. As the sponsor mentioned, that the time is now for this resolution, given that there is federal legislation, the American Beef Labeling Act, in U.S. Congress right now to restore mandatory COLA for beef and pork. It is being considered as a priority for the Farm Bill as well. So really, this is the time. We're really excited to see this resolution. Excuse me, I lost my place here. So we believe really hearing from Montana's House urging the U.S. Congress to restore COLA is a really important step, and appreciate notification of the U.S. Trade Representative, given that the American Beef Labeling Act does have provisions in that legislation to direct the U.S. Trade Representative to work with trade partners in the WTO to address those concerns. So there is a time period in that federal legislation. I just want to put that out there. I know there have been concerns about trade issues before, and I think this legislation at the federal level has been well addressed to deal with that. Both ranchers and consumers support country of origin labeling for beef and pork. As the sponsor mentioned, the only products left out of country of origin labeling laws. We wanted to highlight a recent poll conducted by Morning Consult in September of 2022, which found that 86% of American voters support the American Beef Labeling Act legislation requiring country of origin labeling for all beef sold in the U.S. Lastly, we'd like to address the word mandatory in this resolution. We thank the sponsor for the excellent drafting of this resolution. And this is a really key word. I know mandatory can kind of sound scary, and we're not usually inclined to do something that sounds mandatory. But we do want to note that the COLA label is currently voluntary. It always has been. Meatpackers don't employ that to give consumers the information that they want. And given that is mandatory for other products, we believe that beef and pork products should be given the same consideration. So we ask that you join in the overwhelming support for COLA from consumers and ranchers alike and urge a due pass on House Resolution 6. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other proponents in the room? I don't see any. And Mr. Nelson, we have anybody online?
No one online, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Any? I don't see any opponents in the room, unless you two want to change. Is there any opponents online, Mr. Nelson?
No opponents online or informational witnesses, Mr. Chair.
We have somebody walked in the room. Do you want to be a proponent, or we'll let you?
Sherry did, but
me too.
Me too.
Chair and members of the committee, my name is Jasmine Krotkov, spelled K-R-O-T-K-O-V. I represent Montana Farmers Union, and this is a spectacularly good resolution. Please support it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, we're about out. No informational witnesses. Questions from the committee. Yes, Vice Chair Fern.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Maybe I'll try Ms. Prevo.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Fern.
And there's not many to redirect to, so I hope this works for you. But thank you, Mr. Chair, Ms. Prevo. How do we get over the logjam caused by WTO? Are we able to circumvent a treaty like that for domestic policy?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Fern, I think that we need to step up to the table and have that conversation, and that's what the federal legislation is looking to do. As Ms. Canarios mentioned, it does have a provision in it for a time period to work with our U.S. trade representative, but we think that the U.S. should come to that table and have the conversation about how to make mandatory quo work for beef and pork. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Representative Fern.
Any further questions from the committee? Seeing none, Representative Bergstrom, would you like to close?
You bet. The World Trade Organization, if it was up to me, I would say to them, we're going to do what we want. And if you don't like it, you can throw in tariffs and we'll put tariffs against you. That's the way I would deal with it. But I'm not the president, and I'm not on a committee or anything else that has anything to do with it. But I do think that it could be handled and taken care of. But what's odd is that, like in Canada, they have mandatory country of origin labeling, yet they're complaining that we want to have country of origin labeling. So I don't think that's quite fair. But anyway, it's people want this. They want to know where their beef comes from. They want to know where their pork comes from. If any of your constituents, farmers and ranchers, they want that information out there. Your constituents who are living in town and eating beef and pork, they want to know where it's coming from. There was just recently in the news that there was E. coli contamination in some of the beef they've decided. Well, we don't know where that beef came from that's got this old E. coli in it. I'm guessing it came from south of the border. And they bring it up and they mix it in with our good beef and kind of come up with mediocre beef sometimes, so it's specifically talking about hamburger, but we've got the best beef. Montana is known for the high quality beef that we produce here, very high quality worldwide. People know that, and yet we can't. We should be able to be proud of it and say this is what we got. Anyway, I'll hope that everybody would vote yes on this. And thank you for your time.
Thank you, Representative. I apologize for, I never noticed the chair wasn't in his chair during the floor session during third reading. So nobody said we were having a meeting. So thank you for showing up. I apologize for that. I should have, and he never mentioned it. So. Anything else for the good of the order? Next Tuesday, we're doing some EAs and
Thursday.
Right. My understanding from the chief clerk's office coming from the Speaker of the House is that
Thursday
floor session and then Wednesday floor session.
We're meeting Thursday.
Here for the committee.
This committee.
So one.
Thursday.
Thursday.
That's what I said,
Tuesday.
I'm saying Thursday. We could be.
Are you saying that
Got to be on the fourth session all day, too.
Right.
Right. So our next opportunity is Thursday.
I think we better adjourn.
Yeah, I think it's getting dangerous.
Do we have any bills that are coming up that we need to hear?
We will be hearing Senate Bill 561 on Thursday, the 13th of April, which will be the next meeting that we have with scheduled. It's the next opportunity we have for scheduling a meeting for the Agriculture House Agriculture Committee.
Okay, and it looks like we got 8 or 9 EAs to do on that day. So anything else for the good of the order, Mr. If not, House Ag can be adjourned.
Good job.